And over the years, we basically became turnaround experts. All we knew was aerospace. So when we'd go out there in the marketplace, one of my standard questions to the customer was, who is your worst vendor? I'd asked numerous airlines this, and they'd always say the same few vendors that they didn't like because their quality or their service wasn't any good or whatever their problem was. And then I'd ask them, well, what product was that? And they'd always say the same product. So I said, well, there must be a market here for somebody else to fix that problem. So we go out and develop another better method for that product or buy the company or merge it or something. And so many of our products we found in the marketplace, we were not engineers that invented a widget. It all came from the marketplace of a company and its product not meeting the service requirements of the industry. And that's how we grew into so many different products. It all came from asking questions at the customer.
Wow. I'm thinking about the money, because this thing is beginning to grow. Did you have to go out and borrow a lot of money to get this thing going, or was the sales so fast you didn't have to do that? How did that work out?
Well, the insurance business funded the first few years until the bonding requirements and the insurance requirements from our customers became pretty hefty. So our father and grandfather said, this is too much risk for us. We want out, so we bought them. That was in 1976.
We meaning?
Ray and I.
You bought your grandfather and father out of Nordam?
Because they had been helping us fund it, and they were getting a hefty return as well. But they finally said, this is too much risk.
You boys are now on your own.
We're on our own. So we did what everybody else does. We went to the banks and borrowed. We never went and sold a piece of the business to somebody else and trade for funding.
What banks did you go to here in Tulsa?
F&M Bank was our mainstay bank for many years, and then we outgrew them. They finally said, let's make a happy split. You've hit the maximum of debt. We'll go somewhere else. We did business with First National, BOK, whatever their names back when. Now most of the banking is not in this state.
Those were exciting times for you, weren't they, how this business took off?
It really was. I personally traveled 250 days a year for 20 years, all over the world. One time I left on Valentine's Day, February 14th, I left out of L.A., and I was going to be gone only on a six-week trip to Asia, starting from L.A. and going to New Zealand and Australia. And by the time that I got up to Singapore, Japan, and Asia, communication at that time was telex. Ray was monitoring all of the business I'd already gotten back to Tulsa, and he just says, keep going. I was single. I mean, it was fun, and I came back July 4th.
With a ton of business?
With a ton of business.
Okay, so we would want to know then, why were you going to these other countries? Who were you calling on?
At that time, mainly it was airlines. We were fixing their wings, and by then we were into window refurbishment, which now we manufacture the whole window. You go to their junk pile, and you look at the junk pile in these airlines all over the world. Many of these were not very technically proficient people in some of these countries. You tell them you could fix that, and if they didn't respond to you, I'd say, okay, I'll buy your junkyard. That would get their interest. Why would you want my junk and willing to pay me money for it? I said, because it's fixable. That was another pitch I came up with to be able to get their attention to send me the parts.
So you bought junked parts?
Mm-hmm. We've refurbished them and made them good, and their certificates of quality and the FAA guidelines you go through, so you're meeting all of the criteria you needed to make them serviceable.
Was there any other company in the United States that would be considered your competition?
Not at that time. No, we invented that market for wing repair, and we probably controlled it for at least 10 years sole source.
Huh.
Now that was fun.
Yeah. Today, NORDAM performs those services, but what are some beyond that?
Over the years, we bought and sold companies. We'd have to fix them up. They were sick when we'd bought them. We'd move them into Tulsa. We'd fix them and either keep them or sell them.
Were they airline?
They were aviation related. Some of them were related to components on helicopters. Some of them were on business jets. Some of them were in the inside of the airplane instead of the outside. And some of them were not related to composite structures. They were machining parts. But they were sick companies that people didn't listen to their customer. So it wasn't easy. But your customer smiles when you give him a product in an acceptable delivery schedule with acceptable quality. Mm-hmm. He smiles. He wants you again.
Right.
And that's what you got to do.
It seems like a simple concept, doesn't it?
It does.
But it can be hard work, too, with that simple concept.